Hello?
Yes, hello. How you doing, sir? My name is Walter. I'm calling you... I'm sorry. I'm calling you for Pennsylvania Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This survey is quick and confidential. Are you registered to vote in the state of Pennsylvania?
Yes, I'm registered.
Okay, great. Now, let me see. Do you think of yourself as a Democrat or Republican?
I'm a Democrat.
Okay. And can you please provide me with what year you was born?
1968.
Okay, thank you. Okay, are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Or Puerto Rican.
Are you Puerto Rican? Okay. Okay, let me see. What is the highest level of school you have completed, sir, and the highest degree you have received?
Last grade.
What's this interview for?
No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has as a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, 5 means just some power, and 0 means your vote has no power at all. What number will you give your vote?
Oh, I'm good,
man.
I'm sorry? No, that's my wife talking over there. Because I got to speak with you. She's saying,
I'm sorry. It's just, we just do a survey in your area. The answers are very, very important to, for the voting for the upcoming elections. So that's why I'm just, asking a few questions that I have here as the survey. Now, thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is heading?
Well, I'm getting there. Well, what Biden, doing. I think he's doing a good job.
So somewhat satisfied?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and the 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person or organization...
I don't got an opinion for that.
Yeah,
that's
my mother.
I'm sorry?
I don't have no opinion. When I go to vote, I just vote and that's it.
Okay, no problem. Let me see. So neutral. I'm gonna put neutral. Okay. So now, it is a long way off, but in the November 2024 election for president were held today. For whom would you vote? Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, third party candidate Robert Kennedy Jr.
I'm Democrat. I'm with Biden.
Okay. Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for U.S. Congress were held today, for who would you vote to be your House representative? The Republican candidate?
What I will do is I'm going to vote all Democrat. That's what I am.
All right, thank you.
Hello.
Which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? Statement B. My personal decisions are what impact my everyday life most, and voting in the upcoming 2024 elections won't impact me that much. Or statement A, voting in the upcoming 2024 elections is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to my everyday life. Which one will you pick?
I'll pick the first one.
I'm sorry?
I'll pick the first one.
The first one, B, okay. Much more or somewhat have more?
Yeah?
Much more or somewhat more?
Much more, I guess.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? Our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. The second one is, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. And the third one is, our government and political system do not work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but who in the future? Which one you pick?
That's too much question. You got me lost on that one.
Which of the following statements is closer to your opinion? So the first one is, our government and political system works effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. The second one is, our government...
That sounds good.
Okay, thank you. In general, do you feel positive or negative about each of the following? The future of the planet?
What was that?
Do you feel positive or negative about the future of the planet?
I feel positive.
Okay. What about your own future? Do you feel positive or negative?
For my own future?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I think so, but, I don't think it's staying, the country wrong.
Okay. What about the future of the country? Do you feel positive or negative?
Well, so far, I don't see that you haven't done that, that bad or wrong, so I feel positive.
All right, thank you. Okay, do you expect to be harder or easier for you to vote in upcoming 2024 November general elections, or will it be about the same? Much harder, somewhat harder, about the same, somewhat easier, much easier. Much harder, okay. Thinking about the upcoming elections in 2024, please indicate the two best reasons why you might not vote in the upcoming elections. You may select up to two answers. I don't like any of the candidates. Racist politicians have made it too hard for me and people like me to vote. It is too difficult for me to vote because elections are rigged and my vote won't matter. I don't have time to vote because voting doesn't change things that matter to me. I don't know enough about the candidates. Or you could put none of the above.
Yeah, I'll go with that. I don't just want to go. I feel positive with Biden, since he's gonna run, so I'm out with him, so.
Okay, no problem. Thank you for your answer. Who is trying to make it harder for people like you to vote in the upcoming elections? Please select all that be applied. All politicians, Democrats, racist politicians, MAGA Republicans, none of the above.
Well, I'll say none of the above. I don't got no comment on that.
Okay. Now, below is a list of potential threats to democracy in America. After each one, please indicate how concerned you are about each item on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that they are very concerned, a 5 means you are neither concerned nor unconcerned, and a 0 means that you are not concerned at all. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. Giving the president the power to deploy the military against protesters in any demonstration against their government and effectively criminalizing constitutionally protected free speech. What number will you give it?
I'll go half of that.
Okay, a 5, okay. Sending voters to jail for minor voting errors or trying to correct minor voting errors. From 0 to 10?
I'll say 9.
Okay. Restructuring the Department of Justice so the president can prosecute political opponents, including protesters.
What was the question on that one?
Restructuring the Department of Justice so the president can prosecute political opponents, including protesters.
I said tell that.
Okay. preventing the president from being prosecuted for things they did while acting in an official capacity as president, even if those things were illegal.
Well, I didn't hear because the TV is too loud. I didn't quite got you.
Oh, the question is, from 0 to 10, preventing the president from being prosecuted for things they did while acting in an official capacity as president, even if those things were illegal.
Well, which president are we talking about?
What? Whoever is the president, how concerned are you about preventing the president from being prosecuted for things they did while acting in an official capacity as president?
Well, I still feel concerned about it, yeah.
So no concern at all?
Yeah, you of course you got to be concerned, you know?
Okay, no problem. Having armed vigilance guard polling locations to ensure that only the right types of voters get the votes.
Oh. I won't know what to answer that.
Okay, so neither concern nor unconcern. A five?
Well, I don't know.
Okay, no problem, sir. Creating a surveillance state to monitor citizens' everyday lives.
I got cool. Let me come over here because I can't hear nothing for the TV. What was that?
Creating a surveillance state to monitor citizens' everyday lives.
Well, what should I answer on that? I don't know.
Well, are you concerned at all, very concerned, or neither concerned nor unconcerned?
Well, I don't think I should be concerned about that.
All right, no problem. Arresting and jailing individuals who hand out food and water to voters standing in long lines to vote.
Well, that's I don't have no concern on that.
Okay. Increasing political violence in response to American elections.
Well, that's you feel a little concerned on that.
Okay, so what number will you give it from 0 to 10?
I'll say 6.
Okay. And allowing wealthy individuals, corporations, and special interests to have unchecked influence on elections by eliminating all restrictions on donations to political campaigns.
What you want me to say? You concern or what should I give it?
It's up to you. I don't know how you feel about that.
I don't know, to tell you the truth, I'm not really into politics. I do it just to feel safe for my children, for my future.
Yes.
But, you know.
So, would you give it a 5 then? Neither concern nor unconcern?
I won't feel no concern.
Okay. Okay. Now, how big of a problem is a racial discrimination in your community today? Is it a big problem? So what a problem? Small problem? Not a problem?
Well, it's not a problem to me because, you know, I'm out of my business, for real.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you or anyone you personally know experience any racist comments or behavior within the past 2 years?
Sí,
ya casi terminamos, señor. Ya estamos al 70, ya casi terminamos.
Yo en verdad, yo no veo con nada, yo más que voy y voto y ya.
Ok, se le voy a poner dos.
Pues, ¿saben? Puedo.
Ok. Now, ya estamos casi terminando, ya estamos a 80%, ok. Solo son un par de preguntitas más y terminamos. Acuérdense que sus respuestas son importantes.
Sí, porque no mire con que yo cogí el teléfono, porque esas cosas yo nunca las cojo.
No, yo, okay, yo entiendo, por eso le digo, ya estamos a 80%. Solo 20% okay, más y terminamos. Okay, now below are some statements that people say about why you should vote for Democrats this November on a scale from 0 to 10. Please indicate how much each statement motivates you to vote for Democrats, where 10 means you are extremely motivated by the statements, a 5 means you are neither motivated nor unmotivated, and a 0 means you are not at all motivated by the statements. Now, politicians won't listen to us if we stay home and don't vote. That's why we need to show up to vote for Democrats who will protect our freedom and respect the will of the people. ¿Qué número le da por 0 to 10?
Yo le doy 10.
Ok.
Sí,
ok. Está bien. Now, we need to turn out to vote in the November for the Democratic leaders who will side with working families of a wealthy corporation. From 0 to 10, what would you give them?
Bueno, yo no sé
qué
le
voy
a dar a eso.
Ok, eso, le voy a poner un 5 entonces. Ni de
porque tú sabes más que yo de eso.
No, pero es que como el que va a votar es usted es el que tiene que saber.
Sí, sí. So, sí, porque recuérdate, yo como yo soy demócrata, pues yo me quedo con esa gente, pues yo veo también lo que si va a bregar bien o no va a bregar bien, pues yo, ¿síte? Pero que yo sigo con mis demócratas, ¿no? Porque yo soy, claro. En Puerto Rico yo soy popular, ajá. Y siempre sigo así.
Ok, está bien, no hay ningún problema. Yo estuve en Puerto Rico, una isla bien bonita, yo estuve ahí en Isla Verde.
Ah, yo soy de Papilla.
Now, we need to vote for Democrats in November to ensure that... We need to vote for Democrats in November to ensure that our elections are free and fair and accessible so that our democracy works for everyone and every citizen should make their voice heard.
Ajá.
¿Quién era? ¿Un 10? ¿Extremely motivated?
Un 10, pues claro.
Ok. Y la última aquí es, we must carry on the legacy of our ancestors in the civil rights movement and turning out in November because our votes have the power to change history. It's the only thing that ever has. ¿Qué le vas a dar? ¿Le vas a dar un 10 también?
Sí, pues claro.
Ok. Okay, aquí hay una lista de acciones que la gente pueda que haga para participar en un engagement civil. Our politics, which one of two of the following do you believe are the most effective way to make change on issues that you care about the most? You may select up to two. Attending city council meetings, donating to political campaigns or organizations, engaging in civil disobedience, boycotting a company, voting in federal elections such as for president in the U.S. Congress, and volunteering for local organizations in my community. Engaging in direct actions like attending sit-ins or occupying buildings, posting on social media, talking to friends and family about politics, voting in the state or local elections such as the governor and mayor, o ninguno de las anteriores, none of the above.
Ya sabes, vamos con esa.
Ok. No, y muchas gracias por hacer la encuesta conmigo, ok. Me ayuda mucho.
Sí, claro.
Okay. Oh, okay, so ya casi vamos a terminar. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, which then means that your vote has a lot of power.
Sí, claro, yo le doy 10.
Ok.
Mi voto se supone, yo creo que debe ser así.
Okay. One last time, in the November 24 election for president were held today, for who will you vote? For el Democrat or Joe Biden, ¿verdad?
Sí.
Okay. Which of the following ones are you more concerned about? Joe Biden's age and mental and physical health, or Donald Trump's constant lying and misrepresentations?
You know, I will be concerned about Donald Trump, okay? He's a sneaky motherfucker. But Biden, está, you know, he could do the job. I trust him.
Okay, so aquí le pongo Donald Trump entonces, because that's why who you are more concerned about.
Uh-huh.
Okay. In the November 2024 election for president were held today, for who will you vote, Donald Trump or Kamala Harris? None of those.
None of those.
Okay, in politics today, do you consider yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or Independent? Yo ya sé la pregunta, pero como la siguen preguntando.
Independent.
Democrat, right?
Sí, yo soy Democrat, sí.
Okay. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Bueno, yo te digo, yo no sé mucho de eso, pero, you know, he sido medio strong ahí en eso.
Okay. Okay, ya estamos hablando 20 y pico. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Well, moderate, yeah.
Moderate, okay. Are you or have you ever been a member of a union?
No.
No? Okay.
No.
Okay, do you currently own your home, rent, live with a family member or friend or something else?
Rent.
You rent?
Yeah.
Okay. Were you born in the United States or in another country?
Another country.
So Puerto Rico is the United States.
Well, sí, yo soy, okay. I'm a United States citizen, you know.
Okay, right, so ya estamos a 97%, okay, so ya vamos a terminar. Were your parents born in the United States or on another country?
United States.
Okay. For who did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote in 2020?
Ay, yo no me recuerdo quién para quién era.
¿No fue para Joe Biden?
Yo... Sí, para Joe Biden, yo voté.
Okay, esta es la última pregunta ya. Which of the following best describes your current employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporary laid-off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker,
esa pregunta es para... ¿Cómo la preguntó? Porque yo iba a decir full-time.
Oh, de que, which of the following best describes your current employment status?
Ah, yo soy full-time, siempre trabajando.
Ah, okay. Okay, y esta es la última pregunta. Ahora sí, last year, de 2023, ¿cuánto fue el total que tu familia, el income que tuvo tu family from all sources before taxes? Less than $24,999, between $25,000 and
$34,999. Yo no sé. No sé, porque I don't know that.
Okay, no problem.
Tú inventaste algo ahí, yo no sé.
Okay. Okay, esto concluye nuestra encuesta del día de hoy. Muchas gracias por tu participación y que tengas un buen resto del día, okay?
Okay, igual, gracias.
Gracias a ti.
Okay.